I'll use your line, Craig. Let's call this meeting to order. Strippers Union Local 518 have come into town. It's Bob Baker, the Hip. And now, what do I introduce you as? Craig Northey, formerly of The Odds. Craig Northey of Northey Valenzuela. Craig Northey of Solo Records. Introduce yourself.
I'm Craig Northey. That's what I am. DNA.
There you go. Two longstanding members of the Canadian Musicians Union have gotten together. Okay, so... Okay, well, let's see, boys. I remember most of that 95. It was the Day for Night tour. It was the Hip and the Odds and Change of Heart. And that tour was smoking in more ways than one. Is that where this started?
Yeah, it started in 93, actually. Yeah. The Odds came down and played a show with us in Seattle.
Yeah.
And we were fans of their music from long before that. But as soon as we met them, I recognized the kindred spirits and became fast friends and said, we got to do more of this. Let's tour.
Nice. And now, and then when did the songwriting come to start writing for this album?
Very recently, actually. Rob had a backlog, as they say. He had a catalog of things he was amassing, and so we just kind of had a little experiment on a Bob Chemist record.
Yeah.
Rob came out and played on it, and then I said, can you stay for a minute? I got this idea. And it sort of started there, and then when Rob went back home, he sent me some stuff online, and then I started to cherry pick all his great ideas.
Well, there's some neat, you know what? Okay, there's lots of stuff in the music. I think if you're a fan of both of your acts individually, and just a fan of stylistically where the acts meet, there's a whole smorgasbord of things to go for. But a couple of things off the start. I like the groove it starts off. Sounds like, Bobby, you're doing something like these nice little Mike Bloomfield kind of Highway 61 little nice runs, and the whole record has that kind of impulsive feel of it. You know, there's noises and sounds and stuff. I really like that feel to it. I also like the groove that you guys have locked into on the record. There's a groove, there's a feel to it, and what I like most about it, this is the key, is that on none one of the tracks do you have the feel and aesthetic of the record, and you never circumvent that for the sake of the arrangements or the production of any of the individual songs. So it's all like, this is, it's all true to what you were trying to do, and I think that is the best accomplishment. The record has a feel. This does not feel that this is not a corporate merger, and we have to pick two songs and like, you know, and shine them up for product positioning. This is like you're having a party, you've invited your friends, and all night long I have a good time. I never have to leave the room because someone walked in that I didn't like.
Yeah, it's one of those records that we set up in a room, and I think 7 days, five musicians, and we recorded the thing.
So it's got that basement tapes feel to it, is what I was trying to say. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. Number two, you know, the second song has that Rock On feel to it. You know that song Rock On by David Essex?
Yeah.
Yes. Got a groove in it. And it also features, is this the first to tape Bobby Baker vocals?
Yeah, I did a little background sing on the very, very first Hip record.
Right.
But I'm buried way down in the mix. This time Craig shoved me right up front.
You're the one
boot behind me and push me forward.
You're okay, wait a sec. I do know what you're talking about. It's on the EP. It's on Last American Exit. You're the one going, roll the windows down.
Yeah. Blue haze.
Well, that's what the video shows.
That's about it.
Bob Baker, Craig Northey are here. Okay, where's behind the name, the Strippers Union Local 515? 518.
One of those conversations we were talking about how young bands starting out have a lot in common with peelers.
Right.
And, you know, you share the same digs, the same working conditions. And Craig heard this thing on the radio, someone on the CBC talking about how they were trying to start a peelers union.
Right.
And he said, if you substitute the word song for dance and musician for stripper, it's exactly the same.
Same story.
Nice.
And we thought the album was a lot about musical circumstances, musician circumstances. Just seemed to work for us.
Speaking of musicians, both of your ex-band, well, in your case, the Oddsmates and Paul and Gorg.
An ex-band. No. No.
The Odds. Your former Odds friends, Pat and Doug show up, and Paul and Gord Sinclair show up.
And John.
What was the dynamic of being in the situation with your all your bandmates with being in a different band situation? It was all just very casual.
Some of those tracks, the tracks with Gord, Paul, and Johnny were recorded prior to Craig coming in,
actually.
So they were bed tracks, and we had originally thought that they would be road maps that we would use and record them again. But when we put them up on the 2-inch tape, it was, you know, why would we want to do that? These grooves are so solid.
Yeah.
Johnny's drumming and Gord's bass playing is just...
It goes back to what you said earlier. You let the song decide, and those tracks were recorded in the same place by friends. You know, everyone knows each other, and there's certain commonalities you couldn't tell them from the other tracks we recorded in a lot of ways.
The one track I want to play right now and talk about it, we were talking about Marshall Crenshaw before, and certainly got the most Costello Marshall Crenshaw feel. That's number six, Know the Words. Everyone knows the words.
Yeah, cool.
And there's that song in particular, we're talking about it. I mean, you could have easily thrown like a little Rickenbacker guitar thing on top of it or jazzed it up or something. But I'm happy like that you let the emotion of the song carry it through and all the parts go, and it's a great song, so why don't we just play it? How about that? There's a thought, eh? Why don't I just keep talking about it? Why don't I just damn play the song? This is everyone know. Is it everyone or everybody?
Everybody
knows the words. It's brand new music from Strippers Union Local 518. You'll see them tonight on stage 915 in the Mod Club and hear them right now on 102.1 on the Edge. I thought you were bringing a ticket to ride there. 102.1 The Edge. What are you playing? What is it? Sounds like a little Vox or a Jazzmaster or something.
Yeah, I was playing a telly through a little amp made by a guy in Hamilton, I think.
Nice.
Bernie amp.
Nice. We're talking with Strippers Local number 518. That is Bob Baker, Craig Northey. Now, who else is playing live with you tonight? Who's the band?
The band on the record.
Yeah.
Oh, it's basically Sharkskin. It's three of the guys from The Odds.
Right.
Pat Stewart, Doug Elliott, and Craig, and Simon Kendall from Doug and the Slugs.
Nice, nice.
And we have a horn section in from Ottawa.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Zeke Gross and Carm Scafidi.
Nice. Now, in one of the tracks is track 10, Craig. I think the term Dawn Patrol pops up in one of the songs, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's thrown in. There's all kinds of little things for people like you who know everybody's sorted past.
Now, that was one of your great, The Odds great cover bands, the Dawn Patrol.
Yeah.
I want to mention, we just talked about off air, this in one of the great moments in record credit history, your executive producer gets the dual credit of executive producer and catering.
Yes.
And
that's my wife.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. All right. That would make sense. This is catching up with what did the rest of the summer and the years look like? You both have other, of course, things on the go. Craig, you just put out this record with Jesse Valenzuela of the Gin Blossoms. Where's that project going?
We signed a record deal in the States.
Right.
So it sort of trickled out in Canada on our own, and it's going to come back with some extra songs here. And then in the States, we'll go get busy when we're done with our union business.
You know the way union business can tie you up.
Yeah, that's right.
Cool. Now, Bob, it's a light summer for the hip compared to... Compared to Schlitman, you know, I got this hat. What year would I have gotten this hat?
Yeah,
what year was the Wilco?
A few years ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
6 years ago.
Yeah. I know you're going. You're doing salmon fishing in Newfoundland on July
16th. Yeah, we're doing the Salmon Fest. We're doing the Stone Show in Moncton. We're doing the I Could Have Had a G8 coming up. And otherwise, the hip. You know, I'd say it is a busy summer. We get together one day every week.
Yeah.
And we just push the songwriting ball up the hill and... we're focused on making a record over the winter for a spring release.
Right, nice, nice. Now, it's funny because things are slowly... Gord did his solo thing. Gordy is produced a band, The Spades.
Yeah,
great Paul, record. Yeah, Paul did his thing a while ago with the Van Allen belt and then their new thing. Now your thing. So when's Johnny going to come out with something?
Johnny's brewing something. I mean, you should hear some of the stuff that he comes up with. He's definitely the most experimental of the lot.
Nice.
Crazy loops. And...
Nice. So we look forward to it. You're on stage tonight at 9:15.
Yes,
9:15
at the Mod Club. We look forward to it. Hey, it's a great. You know what? It's a really good feel good recording. A real blast listening to it. And everyone, check out what number "Sweet and Low" track 11. You guys, just one of your vocals. You're going to sing it live, aren't you?
Barry White. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a challenge for the sound man.
Yeah. I want to leave us if we can here. Opening tonight in these shows for you is Matthew Barber. Great singer songwriter.
Come early.
Spin some of them here, Adam.
It is pretty good.
Yeah, it sounds really good. I just want to let people hear for a sec. And then we're going to see you back in the fall.
Yes.
Hopefully,
yes.
Eh?
Nice.
What do you know about the G8 thing there? Just everyone does like 3-4 songs is what they're saying?
My understanding, I thought it was 2 or 3
songs.
Right.
So, they have a lot of acts,
and,
eh?
Yeah, there are a lot of acts. And you know how those things go. They're always a little crazy, but it'll be fun. And it's a great chance for us to hook up with all these other musicians and hopefully raise a little awareness.
That's what it's about. Everyone's doing it for out-of-pocket. You know, bands are putting out of their own money to do it. No one gets paid. It's a great time. And let's have a great time tonight down at the Mod Club. Boys, thanks. And
thank you so much.
Thanks, Bookie. Thanks for
having
me.
Great to see you again.